Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise right here on this beautiful Sunday morning. It is over with, done, finished, Super Bowl, gone. Bye, goodbye. See ya. I am Françoise Rhodes. Joining us in the boardroom is Sean Flanagan. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. That was a pretty, the second half was a pretty good game.
The second half was very good. The first half, at halftime, I was telling my wife, I was like, well, is there anything else we should watch? Or
see?
And I did. I almost turned it off.
And that's what a lot of people did. I heard that a lot of parties around everywhere, the country, halftime, a lot of people left. They said, well, okay, looks like Lance going to win. That's it. See you later. Bye.
Yeah, it just wasn't very interesting. It was,
yeah, I know. And then, boom, we just kind of, then the last, 10 minutes or so, it just went crazy. We did have a lot of winners. I posted all of it on Facebook. Now, it was your job, a couple of you, to contact me so I could get your mailing address. In fact, everybody's job was to contact me I contact them. And I heard from everybody but one person.
Right on.
Yeah, so...
Maybe they'll hear it now and be like, oh, I got
to
get it.
I know. And it was Fred. Fred Diamond. He never got back to me. I sent you an email. So if you want to claim your prize, you have until midnight tonight to send me an email with your address.
There you go.
Yeah, I know. That's pretty cool, huh? But lots of fun. It was some good stuff. And today, speaking of prizes, we have some great prizes like always. We have a family four-pack for the Riverside County Fair National Date Festival. We have two tickets to see Lorna Luft at the McCallum Theater on Valentine's Day, which is this week on Tuesday.
It's coming so fast.
I know.
It's like, it's going to be here.
I know. And you know what? Actually, Valentine's Day is my anniversary.
Is it really?
Wedding anniversary. Mm-hmm.
Well, me and Jenna went out for like the first time, I think, last year.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, are we going to do it again? She's like, I don't know. We just never did.
Yeah. The tough part now about Valentine, going out on Valentine's evening to dinner to a restaurant, they have all the prefix menus and it's just, I don't know.
It gets,
it's kind of commercialized as far as the dining out. No offense to any of the restaurants here in the Coachella Valley.
No, because it's still nice.
Yeah, it is still nice, and it is a special night. But we do have those tickets to make it even special, and she's going to be singing a Judy Garland songbook. So we'll be giving those tickets away during the show. And we also have an autograph book by Captain Laura, who's going to be our guest in the second hour in the travel portion. She is a commercial airline pilot, a captain.
That sounds like fun.
I know. I'm really excited to talk to her. So going to be lots of things going on in today's show. This week, though, Sean, it's been a crazy week. Of course, Valentine's Day is coming up. We are presented by B. Allison's Jewelers, lower level at the Gardens on El Paseo. Make your Valentine's shopping really easy. They have, and I want to stress this, because sometimes when you say El Paseo, the Gardens, people right away think, might be out of my price range.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
Well, exactly. And you shouldn't.
There's a stigma to it. That's
there like, is. Yeah, maybe I shouldn't even walk in. I don't know. No, they have something for everyone. I have a little collection of these bracelets that I have, and I just love them at B. Allison's. They have really something for everyone, all different price ranges, men, ladies. They have some phenomenal estate jewelry there as well. People love to look through the estate jewelry.
I've actually heard that.
Yeah, they have some Spiro Agnew pieces and some red skeleton pieces, some really incredible stuff. So, again, B. Allison's Jewelers, go on over there, and don't worry about that it's off El Paseo. Forget about that. Just go in there. Ron and Debbie, they are working hard today. They say this is a huge weekend for all jewelry stores before Thanksgiving, Valentine's weekend. So they're there.
Imagine.
They're open. So anyway, that was my tip. And I do have some Valentine's. Hopefully I will get to them. I do have the five tips for buying jewelry for Valentine's Day gift. I have them right here, so I'll try to squeeze them all in there. Now, yesterday on KSQ, I was there and I showed the Mission Inn. So much history. Speaking of the Mission Inn, I went there during the week. This week was just a crazy week. I was the guest speaker at the Newcomers Luncheon. I want to thank Katie Pedrosian for that. And this was the fun part. Here, I was really kind of worried, not worried, but I had my whole speech, whatever you want to call it, based around newcomers to the Coachella Valley.
Right.
All right, so I get over to Desert Horizons, and I'm talking to Katie, and I'm meeting all these lovely ladies, and there were some guys there as well. And next thing I know, they're telling me, oh, I've lived here 10 years, 15 years. And some of them were new. Yes, there were new people there.
But not quite what you thought.
But not quite as new as what I thought. which was kind of funny. But it turned out great because they were all just interested in travel and talking. I talked about, and yes, there were newcomers there. And it was that another thing, we had a raffle, and one of the books I gave away was a book about things to do in Palm Springs.
Right.
And the winner of that book is a lady that just moved here a year ago.
Well, that's good then.
It was perfect.
Yeah, that's perfect.
It was perfect. So she was really, really excited about that. So anyway, the newcomers group, they're really a fun group of folks that just started this group several years ago, and they figured they'll just keep on going. And they meet once a month. And so again, I want to thank Katie Pedrosian for inviting me to the newcomers luncheon. So I did that. And then I get this email about, and I'm not going to tell you about my whole trip until the next hour, and then I'll tell you a little bit more about it, to the Mission Inn in Riverside. I get to email. They have a media night. They have a new a Valentine's program going on, but the entire month of February, called Festa dell'Amore. And they wanted me to come out and experience it. And I was able to spend the night and have this fabulous meal and tour the Mission Inn, which never was a mission.
Right.
We think it was a mission. It was never a mission. It started out as a 12-room boarding house.
Oh, really?
And then there's so much history about it. We'll talk a little bit more in the second hour. But anyway, that was just a fabulous trip. I had so much fun and saw so many things. And the Mission Inn, they are so kind to offer our listeners here an overnight stay at the Mission Inn plus a $150 dining credit. Now, here's the catch. There's only a week you have until, I think, Wednesday to sign up. All the details are on the website. The website does say that you need to go midweek. I told them this is really tight because they only have until the end of February to use it.
Oh, okay.
So they said, you know what? You're right. So if we have availability on the weekend, they can come and spend that night on the weekend.
That's cool.
Also. So I need to change that on the website, but you need to go to Traveling with Francoise and sign up for that. So I was really excited about that. And you're going to just love it. It was just beautiful. I had such a great time. So let's see. What else do we have going on here? Oh, Mojave Maxine emerges and makes it official. Spring is here, which my mom with her tortoise, Melissa, she said it's a little bit early because Mojave Maxine at the Living Desert is not in this big, deep underground burrow like some of the others. They're whole.
Right.
Yeah. She's a little bit higher up, so the ground's not as cold as it would be if she was way under. So she came out, though, so the contest is over. I don't know who won yet. They don't know who won yet. They didn't say. But anyway, so Puxatawny Phil said we're having more winter, six more weeks, and Mojave Maxine is saying that spring's here.
So these animals don't communicate with each other or what?
Are we confused or what, Sean? These animals are really confusing the world.
You know, they got one job for us to do. That's it.
Yeah,
it could be like the Flintstones. They could have a lot more jobs.
I know. I don't know. It's crazy with these animals. So anyway, before we go to break, I'm going to give you my Valentine's tips because I know I can feel it right now. These five tips here, I know we're not going to get them all in if I don't do it right now. So here they are. Five tips for buying jewelry for Valentine's Day. Number one, know your loved one's taste. So key. If they wear bracelets only, don't buy them earrings.
Yeah. Sometimes people just buy things because they look nice and don't think about how the other one will feel about it.
Right. If the person will even wear that.
Right.
You know, I love to look at necklaces on other people, and I have a gazillion necklaces. I hardly ever wear any. Jack says all the time, why'd you wear a necklace with that outfit? I don't know.
That's why what's funny is I had found something to buy Janet, and it was so much, I think, just for my own amusement that I ended up just telling her, like, hey, what do you think about this?
Yeah.
Not so much.
Yeah.
It was very much for mine. I mean, it still might be what I get her, but.
Yeah. Yeah, because you would like to see her wear it.
I don't know. They're like leggings, but they have my face on them. And it looks really funny. I'll show you a picture.
Okay.
It looks very funny.
Well, that would be very.
That's what I'm saying. It's just for my amusement.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's kind of clever, though, you know? That is. I would like to see a picture of those. Janet, I can see where perhaps you might not want to wear those to work, but, you know, around the house, you could have some fun with those.
Yeah.
All right. Do research and learn the lingo. Check out the sites with Jewelers of America and online to help you understand what jewelers are talking about when you go in there. Take precautions against fraud. So the best way to do that is go to a place like Bielsen's. That's really simple. Go somewhere who's been around a long time, family owned and operated. You don't have to worry about that kind of stuff. Consider synthetic diamonds. Yes, if you cannot afford the real thing, they have incredible, incredible thin synthetic diamonds out there. I have a couple rings that have synthetic stones in them that I wear those instead of some of the other stuff I have. And everybody just assumes they're real. I don't.
But you, everybody really likes them. Like, you always get compliments.
Oh, yeah. All the time. All the time. And I just say, oh, thank you. I don't say anything. I just agree. Yeah. What am I going to say? Oh, well, it's fake. You don't have to say anything. Just say thank you. Take the compliment. That's all you have to do. And be creative. They said not interested in spending a lot, but still want good quality. Consider estate jewelry. Yes, estate pieces. Be creative. Think outside the box, but maybe not quite so much of your face being on leggings. I don't know. It's very clever, though. All right. On that note, we're going to step aside. And we come back, we have some announcements. I think we'll give those Riverside County Fair Passes away and a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. All right, we are told we have already derailed off course this train track of paths that I had already planned for this show because I was looking at these leggings with Sean during the break. Those are pretty cool.
Right? See?
They don't look like a face, folks, on leggings. Like you said, it's colors.
Yeah, it's very colorful.
Then there's sort of an eye and I don't know. It's really weird. Those are interesting.
I like them.
Yeah, that would be a total surprise for somebody. Wouldn't it be funny if someone opens the box and... and they're looking at your face and they're sitting there going, and then they go, who is that?
That's what I think it's going to be. I think people are going to look at her pants and go, what is that?
Well, yeah, they would go, just what is that?
That's my husband.
Yeah, exactly. And they'd say,
this is what it is.
All right. They'd say, what a creative guy he is. Anyway, those are very, very cool. Okay. The weekly announcements is brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building. Also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers and Et Alia, your one-stop sundry shop for healthy and unique items. Plus Gallery 500, located on the corner of Ramon and Indian Canyon in Palm Springs. Call today at 760-864-6500 or on the web at the500ps.com. They also have a boardroom. In fact, last night I was also went to the Steve Chase Humanitarian Awards last night.
You were all over the place.
I was a busy week dancing to the Pointer Sisters. John Izaguirre went with me, my pal. We were sitting at John Monahan's table for the 500. Really a lot of fun. It was really the stage. I love the stage. Look at my Facebook page, Francoise Rhodes, and please like my Traveling with Francoise Facebook page. It was very cool. They did the stage. I really liked the backdrop for the stage. It was a lot of fun. So anyway, last night we did that. But I do have those tickets, four tickets, a family four pack to the Riverside County Fair National Date Festival that begins at the end of this week. I'll mail these out to you. If you would like those, Sean's just going to push a button and take whoever calls at 760-440-8255. Give us a call. You cannot have one in the last 30 days. The phone lines are ringing, so he's going to pick a button, and then we'll talk about the movie, The Founder. Okay.
Okay. So. And that, I missed what you were giving away, though. I was.
Oh, this is for the Riverside County.
I just want to make sure.
You were thinking about the Date Festival, yeah, or talking about the leggings. The Date Festival passes. Family four-pack.
Perfect.
Okay, go for it. And I'm going to save this about the McDonald's, what McDonald's is doing. Now, over at Indian Ridge Country Club, they have their Make a Difference weekend, April 1st and 2nd. They register. This is for the Indian Ridge Scholarship Fund. They have a casino night. They have a golf tournament. So many things happening at Indian Ridge Country Club. A wonderful place to live, really. I just love going over there. It's so beautiful. Check it out right here in Palm Desert. If you're looking for the country club, a lifestyle, and plus they have everything there. They have a Starbucks. They have tennis tournaments and bocce ball and pools, and it's just a beautiful facility. So anyway, Indian Ridge Country Club, think about it. If you are out there thinking, where would I like to live? You'd probably want to live right there. Renova Solar, they're doing a great job. They were part sponsors last night over at Steve Chase. So good on them. And they were out and about. So Renova Solar, remember on July 1st, SCE changes. They come out with a new program. So you want to talk to Renova Solar now about getting that solar in place and getting your contract locked in. So go to their website, Renova.solar, or give them a call at 568-3413. And all that information is on the website of Traveling with Francoise. Of course, your garage door, we had Dave Hansen on. Get that fixed. Get it serviced, fine-tuned, so it's quiet when it goes up and down, and it goes up and down, nice and slow and correctly, and doesn't look like it's going to fall off the track. Hansen Overhead Garage Door Service, they have an all-points program that will whip that baby in shape for $69, and you get that $25 gift card for Shogun. Okay, who do we have on the air?
We have me.
Oh, well, besides you.
I didn't win, but But Paul from India won, and he's at work. So he said to tell you that he will be in touch, but he wasn't able to talk.
One of those. Okay, Paul, I hear you. You have the headphones on, and it's act like you're paying attention to work. Okay, so Paul, congratulations. You won those tickets. I'm going to mail those out, so you got Paul's address, right?
Correct.
Sounds good. Okay, all right. Well, later on in the show, we do have those two tickets to see Lorna Luft, and we also have the autograph book by Captain Laura. All right, McDonald's. Now, they have their Big Mac. They have the three sizes of Big Mac right now. The Mini Mac, the Middle Mac, and the big, the Double Triple Mac. Which is very cool.
I just want to try Mini Mac because it's the name.
I do too. When I was coming back from Michigan the other day, I stopped at the McDonald's in Banning, and it was too early.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was too early. Darn. And because I was going to try a Mini Mac, so I'll just go and try it just right around here. But I really want the Mini Mac. But also McDonald's is introducing a snow crab sandwich at four San Francisco-based area restaurants. They're testing this snow crab sandwich plus garlic fries from Gilroy.
Okay.
Now, you know Gilroy is the garlic capital of the world.
No.
Yeah. And
I do now.
You do, yeah. And it's just up north. It's only, what, 5 hours to get to Gilroy. And they have a garlic festival every year. I've been.
Oh, really?
And in this garlic festival, it is garlic everything. Ice cream, wine, candy, popcorn, you name it. It has garlic in it. Yeah, and cooking wine, drinking wine. Of course, olive oil, you know, always has garlic in it. Most of them do. But anyway, this is a new thing from. So I would love those Gilroy garlic fries to make their way down to the Coachella Valley. I'm going to talk to Dick about that, Chal Hobbs,
see, if you can get a special delivery.
Yeah, we can influence that. Now, you went to see the movie The Founder.
I did. I saw The Founder.
And
it was good. I enjoyed it. I'm not 100% if they were trying. I mean, they're trying to make him out to be a bad guy or a good guy because it was
Ray
very
Kroc.
Cutthroat, right?
Yeah,
right. Very cutthroat, but at the same time, it was business. It's a lack of morals in business, I think, a little bit, to where he was just ready to do whatever he had to do to. I mean, to get to where they are, and I don't think they would be where they are if it wouldn't have been for that. You know, so it's kind of a weird trade.
Yeah, it's that catch 22 thing because, frankly, I would think 90%. Of the consumers think that Ray Kroc was the founders of McDonald's.
And the movie did focus on that. I mean, he's the one who would say that. His card said founder on it.
Yeah. And we've talked about the last couple of weeks that I didn't have any idea that there were McDonald's brothers. You do kind of wonder, yeah, where did the McDonald's name come from?
And in the movie as well, he said that's what he really liked about that the name. There was something about the name that he wanted.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy to say, easy to spell, and easy to remember.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a good movie, though. I enjoyed the movie.
And one word. That's key. You know, yeah, when you have one-word names, that's very key.
And the simplicity of the menu.
Uh-huh.
Which is funny because now that doesn't work anymore. That doesn't work in our times. You can't have a simple menu anymore.
No.
You know,
no.
Even In-N-Out, you know, they have a little extra stuff on there. Everybody has to have extra stuff.
Right. They have that monster. Is it a monster menu? No. What's it?
There's like a hidden menu.
A hidden menu, stuff. Yeah.
But I think as customers now, we all look for options.
Yeah.
You know, the simple doesn't work anymore.
No, no. Well, like I say, garlic fries, Dick. Get them down here. And the Mini Mac, I'm going to try that one of those this week. I love the Big Mac. That's one of my favorite sandwiches. I like the fish filet, but I have to say I've been a Big Mac fan all my life. So I don't know what it is. There's something about that.
There's something about it. Yeah,
yeah, just something about
it.
You're
very much not alone. Yeah.
All right. I just had a thought pop into my head, but it's gone. So we'll forget it. What was it about? I don't know. I don't remember. Anyway, Command One Security, we want to give them a heads up. Go to the movies. That was my thought. Go to the movies and see that movie. I don't know. I'm kind of just breezing through this stuff here. What was that? What I want to say? I had a point that I wanted to bring out, and now I can't remember what it was. All right. Well, it had something to do with the movie. Anyway, well, and speaking of food, too, at the fair, they're going to have some crazy food over there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's going to be all kinds of different stuff over there.
Yeah. Definitely you don't want to go with the mindset of eating healthy.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
There you go. Push that button. Yeah,
you
it's like
also don't want to go on a full stomach.
Oh, that too. And I know. I'm sure they have stuff for vegetarians and all that sort of thing.
Maybe do I?
I'm sure someone does. Someone.
There's some corn there you can eat.
Yeah, there's one stand there that does, but I don't know. You go to the fair and you just think fair food right away. That's what you think.
Everything is fried. Yeah. Everything is powdered. Yeah.
I might give some more tickets to the fair away in the next hour of the show. All right. If you need your knives sharpened or scissors sharpened, call I call him Tony Q, but it's Anthony Quincio, and that's what he does. Yes, he serves all the salons, many of the salons here in the Coachella Valley. He goes to the restaurants. He can come over to your country club and just have a day of sharpening scissors and knives. That's a good thought. I did it a couple times where I live, and tell you, the people brought the stuff in from all over the place, because you don't think about that, your favorite pair of scissors or your favorite knife that you hold on to. You don't want to get rid of it. It's funny how we think how a favorite knife sits in our hand so well.
Right.
You know, there's something about you, like, just like cutting with that knife when you're cooking.
You feel like it dulls out.
Something.
Until suddenly it just barely works. You're like, something's wrong with this.
My knife, my favorite knife. So anyway, give Tony a call at 310-365-5444. That's 310-365-5444. All this information is on the website Traveling with Francoise, so certainly don't miss it. I update that every single week. And then the Braille Institute, they have a lot of stuff going on there at the Braille Institute, so you don't want to miss that. They have, people are signing up for their Monday, which is tomorrow, February 13th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It is Live Well with Low Vision at the Braille Institute. It includes a free lunch. They'd like you to RSP, but I'm sure they'll get you in there, all free of charge. And this happens tomorrow at the Braille Institute on Ramon Road in Rancho Mirage. Their number is 760-459-6334, or go to their website, BrailleInstitute.org. And I know what I wanted to say. This thought popped back into my head. First of all, the new version of Traveling with Francoise TV show should be airing this Thursday. We sent it to the closed caption people. They're usually pretty quick about getting it back. And I'll send out an e-blast on that. But second, I want to thank all the people that walked over and said hi to me last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's kind of, you missed it. Yesterday morning, I almost choked to death all of a sudden when I started talking on KSQ. I don't know what happened. I was fine. Allie and I were talking. We went to break. We come back, and I went, ugh. And people thought I wasn't going to make it right there on the air. But I did. Wow. I pulled it out. It was fine. But I had people last night that just said, hey, Francoise, we love your segment and show. Anyway, that's really sweet. I appreciate that so much. It just makes me work harder to give you a better product. So anyway, I want to say thanks to everybody last night that came over and said hi. All right. On that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, Greg Archer joins us. He is the executive editor of the Desert Entertainer. We'll be right back, folks. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, everyone. I am Francoise Rhodes. Great to have you with us. Well, joining us in studio is Greg Archer. He is the executive editor of the Desert Entertainer. And as I always say, pick one up today, go on out tonight. Hey, Greg, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, now you're sort of a newbie to the Coachella Valley.
I am. I came here about a year ago, actually, this week. Yeah.
This week.
So exactly. This is my first year anniversary. I lived in Northern California for about 20 years, but I was in Chicago prior to this, up a book tour, that type of thing.
Yeah, because I always think when people come out here for their first summer is always the brutal one for them. They think, am I going to make it after this? The first summer is always the worst, and after that, you learn to just live around it.
Right, right. Yeah. You know, I've done Bikram yoga for 14 years. I thought that it would be, I could take it. I could take it. I lived in Phoenix for a time.
Oh, yeah.
But it's true. The summer was, you know, a little brutal. I was thinking, okay, how am I going to do this? But, you know, I got through it. So, you know, knock on wood.
Yeah, well, like I say, that was easy. That was the hardest one. The rest of them, some of them don't ever get real easy. But after a while, your mind just doesn't focus on it anymore. So you'll be fine. Yeah.
Right. Well, good. That's good to know.
Yeah, I'm giving you hope there.
Yay.
All right. Desert Entertainer. Now, I've worked with Deb Gessler over there and Jose and the crew for a lot of years. My ad is right there at the map. So you see right there at the bottom on the left-hand corner. You guys do such a great job over there. And Deb is always the creative one as far as looking everything over and say, how can we make it better? How can we make it better? And in this world of digital and print, where some say print is going by the wayside, not for me. As you can see, I love print. I love to have it spread all around me. I like to look at it. I like to feel it and hold
it. Thank
you. Oh, no. That's my thing.
That's great.
And more people are going back to print. I see that all the time. They say, you know, it's
It's true. It's making a comeback.
It is. Yeah. People want to hold
books
on to it.
Books are making a comeback. It's very nice. There was a big study, I think, that came out last year that people are really wanting like real books and real newspapers and magazines. And
yeah. That thing about sitting outside and putting it in front of you and with your coffee and just, I don't know, there's something about it.
Right.
So what are you, what is your vision now? The Desert Entertainer has been around for how long?
I want to say 12, 14 years.
12 for a long time. Very staple. In fact, I've had friends come into the Valley. And they tell me the first one, magazine I pick up is the Desert Entertainer because I want to see what's going on around the Coachella Valley.
Yeah, it's packed with a lot of information.
So when you come into a position like this, Greg, now the executive editor, what are you looking for? How do you feel you're going to enhance the Desert Entertainer?
Well, a mix of what's been working, you know, so far, which is providing the Valley with a comprehensive list of things to do, whether it be dining, nightlife, interesting shows, things like that. But also the spotlight on different locals that might be making a positive difference here, different entertainers that are making an interesting impact, whether they, you know, whenever they come in.
Mm-hmm.
People that are significantly just amazingly talented. So it's a little mix of both. So you'll be seeing a lot more of that.
Have you been surprised now that you have been here a year of what goes on in this valley?
It's seemingly nonstop, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't shut down for the summer anymore.
No.
And
no, not at all.
Our big festivals, the music festivals, the film festivals, tennis coming up, golf tournaments. It really is a tourist mecca, but also the locals are a big part of what keeps that underlying activity going.
Right, right. I was surprised in summer how much was actually going on. And the documentary short film festival,
mm-hmm. Yep.
The combination of both was quite brilliant during the summer. And a lot of people came, you know, in the middle of, what, August or July or something like that?
Yeah, 107-degree weather. They're standing outside to go to film.
Yeah.
So a publication like The Desert Entertainer, again, is so crucial and vital for the Coachella Valley. Now, there's a lot of sister publications. You were telling me before we went on the air that you're going to oversee. You're going to sit back. You're looking at everything and saying, how can we enhance each one of these publications?
Right.
Tell us a little bit about, you have some new publications coming out. I know you can't give it all away, but can you give us a little hint?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what we started with was with Canada South, and mm-hmm. beginning in October, we enhanced that and brought a little more flavor into that. Color, panache, some style. There was an interview with Olivia Newton-John on the cover of that magazine, and then a few months later, this month, for modernism, we mm-hmm. had the Dreamboats on, so they're going to be here this week. So people should, you know, take note of that. It opens up Modernism Week. They're amazing, fascinating rockabilly band from Canada, mm-hmm. and you know they're opening Modernism Week. So who knew that they were from Canada? So that was phenomenal. And then the next issue of Canada South celebrates Canada's 150th anniversary of Confederacy. So you'll see a lot of newness in these magazines. And then there's what we started in fall was a music edition, and that promoted a lot of the music festivals that are coming up. So you can expect to see something like that this spring, especially with what's going on with Stagecoach and Coachella, which is wonderfully insane. But
Now Desert
terrific.
Trip?
Yeah, Desert Trip in the fall, yeah.
I mean, I think, and a lot of us year-rounders, I've been living here now, 17 years. And because of these music festivals, Greg, they have made everyone up their game.
Exactly.
The talent now coming to the Coachella Valley, which used to be sort of a sleeper city, just retired folks, you know, maybe not. Now, people want, the performers themselves want to be out here.
Right. When you look at Stagecoach, and you know, everyone from Shania Twain to Winona Ryder, Winona.
Yeah.
But Winona Ryder's in a good web series people should watch on Netflix. Anyway,
okay.
That's another story.
That's another story.
Winona Ryder. But Winona, there's so much. Mm-hmm. There's so much. It's packed. It is packed. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Oh, you're going to go, I imagine.
I am definitely going to be there for Stagecoach.
Yeah.
I want to get to Coachella, obviously. But
that's an experience also.
Yeah, Stagecoach intrigues me. Yeah.
They all have their own identity when you go. It is really, really
because
fascinating.
Cyndi Lauper will be at Stagecoach this year.
So there you go. She's fun. She's a lot of fun. All right. Desert Entertainer now. It comes out weekly.
It does, yes.
And it is free.
It is.
And it's located throughout the Coachella Valley.
Many locations, yeah. Most grocery stores, if you go into like a Ralph's or something like that, you'll see something there. I know in Palm Springs Coffee, which is very popular, three destinations now, they carry it. So, yeah, check that out.
Well, and I don't want to also neglect the web. Like I say, even though I use the internet constantly as far as reading, though I love a good book, I love to hold a magazine, whatnot. But I was looking at the website today, and for those who just, for some reason, couldn't find a copy, they can easily go to the website, which is desertentertainer.com,
right,
and see the full magazine there.
Right. There's a flip book. You can just, it's if you're flipping through it, you know, in real life or real time, and everything's there. Very, very easy. I recommend people checking it out.
Yeah, a little bit of both and picking up. So Valentine's Day, of course, is right around the corner. It's Tuesday, and
yes,
I'm sure you had some suggestions in the Desert Entertainer.
We do. Peak's Restaurant, obviously, up at the Tram is doing something amazing for under $60. So you can get a amazing prefix menu for that. I believe there's some ahi poke tuna on there as well. And then Oscar's downtown doing something amazing as well.
Yeah.
But there's a whole list.
A whole list.
This week's edition, if you check it out. Yeah, Lucinda Sue Crosby wrote a fabulous piece on all the wonderful things happening on Valentine's Day this week.
So. There's a lot. There is a lot.
Jam-packed.
And it'll go on all month long, the entire month of February. So again, folks, with us is Greg Archer. He is the executive director of the Desert Entertainer and all the publications over there at High Desert Publishing. So you're checking them all out and putting your spin on them and give them a little bit of a refreshment or a refresh. But we all need it. We all need to sit back and look at what we do and just kind of add. It's always, that's the great part about what we do. New events come into town and we can add more things to what we do.
Right.
So that's good.
Spruce it up a little.
Spruce it up. Now, not only do you do that, but you also have a web series.
Yes.
And that is what I see, a picture of two guys, the you and the me, and you're pointing at each other.
Right.
One's smiling, one doesn't look so happy. Tell us about this.
Yeah, it's a latter day odd couple. Mm-hmm. By way of the Gilmore Boys, if you can kind of envision it. So it brings the art of conversation to new heights. And, basically, what can possibly go wrong when a spiritual junkie gets assigned to work with an atheist? So that's really what it explores. It explores the diversity of people and how we can all kind of come in the middle and agree. And they're this juicy, luscious middle playing ground we can all agree on, which I think in this day and age is kind of nice and refreshing reminder.
And hopefully laugh, too, at all
this
coming together and the butting of heads and whatnot, and to sit back and look at each other and go, really? Did we just get in an argument over this or whatever and be able to laugh at ourselves? Now, how do people, for those that perhaps are going web-based, how do I find this?
Well, it just launched on Funny and Die, Funny or Die. So you can check it out on funnyordie.com/20mg or Facebook/, the you and the me.
The you and the me.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Sounds like a lot of fun. I will check it out. And you have a book with you real quick. We have just about a minute or so. What's the book?
Yes. Came out with a book recently. Well, last year. It's called Grace Revealed. And it's a memoir about my journey chronicling my Polish family's journey surviving Stalin. But I made it funny. I mean, that sounds weird when I say that, but it's light in the beginning and the end. The middle is a very Sophie's Choice story. So, but you can find it at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and go to gregarcher.com. You can see, more information about it there. But it's called Grace Revealed.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us today. Really appreciate
it. Oh, such a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me on.
Okay, folks, we're going to step aside for a moment. When we come back, I have lots of things going on, from free events to what you have to pay for, right here on Traveling with Françoise. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. I'm Françoise Rhodes. Great to have you with us. In the boardroom is Sean Flanagan, who will be answering. Sean, I think because we're getting tight for time and I want to go over all these events, the first 10 minutes of the next hour of the show, we'll give away those Lord of Luff tickets.
Okay.
And that will be Lord of Luff is at the McCallum Valentine's night. The show starts at 8 p.m. and we'll be giving two tickets away to see that show. And beginning the first 10 minutes or so of the second hour of the show. I know people are saying, Françoise, you always tell us you're going to be giving something away and you never do. forget.
Then you should just be happy to get stuff.
I know. Well, I get going with the show. We start moving along.
Right.
And
there's other things going on.
Yeah. And the next thing we know, woof, it's over. But these we have to give away because the show is on Tuesday night.
Yeah. That does give importance.
So it's up to you not to let me forget.
I will try not.
I'm blaming it. I'm going to blame Sean if I do. All right. So right now it is time for the Get a Life Weekly Freebies brought to you by Country Club Cleaners in Palm Desert. From bedding, ball gowns, and casual wear, Country Club Cleaners does it all, even alterations. And, of course, my favorite, press only. Now, if you mention Traveling with Francoise, you'll get 10% off your dry cleaning. Yep, but you have to say Traveling with Francoise, and it's only for your dry cleaning only. So talk to Jeannie at Country Club Cleaners in the Bristol Farm Shopping Center. Take your clothes there, over there tomorrow. I'll be there. I have a jacket I have to take over. All right. This sounds like a lot of fun. Now, this is free to enter and free if you win it. Enter to be a cheetah zookeeper for a day. The Living Desert partners with Coca-Cola for in-store grocery promotion for this being a cheetah zookeeper. Doesn't that sound like fun?
Sounds dangerously fun.
Oh, a typical day for a professional zookeeper includes observing animal behavior, cleaning the exhibits.
Right.
People are going, well, you have to do that. That's part of it. Training animals, creating enrichment items, interacting with guests, among other duties. I think that would be a ton of fun.
It does sound like fun.
Yeah. Entrants must be 18 and older. Winners are selected at random and will be notified via email. For more information, go to livingdesert.org or call them at 760-346-5694. No, that sounds like something right up my alley. Whew. All right. Polo is happening today at the Empire Polo Club. Check it out. They had a match at noon, and they have another one at 2 o'clock. It is free to go to the event. This actually should have been in the paid part because it is $20 for parking. I don't know how it got over in this group, but it did. But to go to watch the polo is free, but they do charge $20 a car because people pile in and they bring all this food and they have a great time tailgating. But check it out because the polo will be there through March. And no, actually through April 2nd. And then they have to vacate because all the music festival and stuff comes in there. So again, going out there and watch some polo. All right, Palm Desert's public art documentary film series continues on Thursday, February 16th, with a free screening of Pilchuck, A Dance with Fire. And this happens at the Riverside of California Graduate Center. All films screen the third Thursday of the month, and it is free. So going over there, they start at 6 p.m. in the UCR Auditorium on Frank Sinatra Drive. So there you go, free film. Ophelia Project, they've been looking for mentors. They have another meeting coming up on Friday, February 17th from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. If you would like to be a mentor for the Ophelia Project, mentoring girls from grades 8 through 12, they are looking for you. So give them a call at 760-776-1600, and this is on the Traveling with Francoise website. Here's some news for you. I want you to start planning this now. The NAF Naval Air Facility in El Centro is proud to announce the upcoming, they have an air show every year that is free to the public. People from all over go to the show. It is on March 11th. Let's see, the show schedule events, the gates will open at 9 a.m., so I suggest you get there a little bit earlier, early because people are, it's really a big event. Aerial events are scheduled from 11 to 4 and will feature performances by civilian, military, and warbird aircraft. Headlining the event will be the U.S. Navy's Flight Demonstration Squadron, the Blue Angels. Now, I have kind of exciting news. I made it to round two. To ride on a Blue Angels jet on Media Day.
Kind of exciting. It is exciting.
It is, but I'm at round two. I had to go get a physical for this.
Oh, yeah.
To even get past round two for the doctor to say that I could do this.
You could do it.
So I got a call. Yeah, I did fine. She said, I told her I was a little worried about because I do get motion sickness. She said, I don't care, Francoise, you go.
Right.
She goes, if you get picked, this is a once in a lifetime event. You go. Take all the sickness drugs that you need. She was so funny. Dr. Morgan, she's hilarious. I said, I'm going. So anyway, they called me the other day. They were supposed to have sent the form back in. Well, they did because I was standing right there, but the number was wrong. The fax number was wrong on the paper that they had sent out.
Oh.
So they called me because they knew I was really interested. And they said, we got all your stuff the first time. We haven't received your medical writer. And I said, but I sent it. And I was panicking. They were so nice. They said, get that over to us right now because you are very high at the top in contention. And we want to look at you. So we'll see. anyway.
That's better than kind of exciting. That is exciting. Don't sell it short.
Well, it is. Well, we'll see. Hopefully, I mean, fingers crossed. I don't want to jinx it. But the air show is on March 11th at the Air Force Base out there at El Centro. Really a cool facility. I will have the information on how you can link on over. I wanted to tell you about it now so you can book your room. I think it'd be easier if it's probably about 90 minutes away, maybe a little bit farther, maybe 2 hours away. But I think if you can book a night, you know, try to get a room somewhere in the area.
It's a good trip.
Yeah, it might just be a little bit easier for you. All right, Get a Life Weekly Priced Events is brought to you by Desert Arc Attire and Thousand Palms. I need to go back to them and get more hats because all my Traveling with Francois hats are gone. Remember, when you use Desert Arc, you're also employing the clients of Desert Arc, when you use Desert Arc Attire, you're employing the clients of Desert Arc right here in the Coachella Valley. So it's a win-win all the way around. So give them a call at 760-343-7333, and they do have a 2-week turnaround time now. They've really tightened up that time frame. All right, today, happening at 3 o'clock, Sophia Loren takes the stage with an unforgettable evening with Sophia Loren at 3 o'clock. I keep making fun of it. I think Sophia Loren is amazing.
Right.
Incredible.
No, I just think the wording is off.
But the name just doesn't cut it for me. An unforgettable evening with Sophia Loren. Anyway, it's happening at 3 o'clock today at Agua Caliente. Tickets starting at $65. Check it out, $65 to $175. She's going to have a narrator with her, and then it looks like they're going to open up questions to the audience as well. So that'll be a lot of fun. Go on over there, check it out. But that is today, not tonight, at 3 o'clock. Don't want you to mess up on that. All right, the McCallum. No, this is not the McCallum. This is the Museum Lecture Series, which is happening. They have one on February the 13th, The Emergence of an American Art Scene, Modern Art to 1945. Tickets for museum members. This is with the Palm Springs Art Museum. $15 per lecture. And it looks like this will be at the Annenberg Theater. And again, there's one tomorrow, the 13th. Of course, Modernism Week is coming up. Valentine's Day, Greg was talking about Peak's Restaurant up top of the tram. How fun is that? $59 is their 3-course prefix menu. Now, what's so cool about that is the tram ride up. So you get to go on the tram ride, which is not part of this. From what it looks like, the tram is that's a special. You still have to buy your tram tickets, and then you go up and have the dinner. But to go up there, it's very romantic. A lot of people have been proposed to at the top of the tram.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that being a good place to propose.
Beautiful view behind you and all that. So anyway, if you want to do something completely different, go to Peak's Restaurant, top of the tram, for Valentine's Day in an alpine forest. And for those of you, Mel Haber, they are having you're invited to a Safe House of the Desert tribute to Mel Haber on Thursday, February 16th, from 4:30 to 7 p.m. at the Classic Club. Tickets are $85, and you want to buy those through the safehouseofthedesert.com. I will put this on the website. And Rich Little, the man of 1,000 voices, is the guest artist at CB Rep's upcoming Luminary Luncheon, February 17th. That should be a lot of fun. This luncheon is going to be held at the Agua Caliente Casino Resort. And it looks like tickets are $45. And I'll show you on the website how you can buy those tickets. Girlfriend Factor on February 17th, they're having their 4th annual Club Cabana Unleash and Uncork Night, where they auction off guys as cabana boys. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's all raise money for the Girlfriend Factor. So don't get upset. It costs $95 per person. It's going to be at Toscana Country Club in Indian Wells. The Masters of Air at the Palm Springs Air Museum, they have an event coming up on the 17th. Modernism Week kicks off on the 16th through the 26th. They have a ton of things going on there. Go to the website modernismweek.com. I'm not sure what I'm going to be able to get to and what I'm not. The fair starts on February 17th through the 26th, the Riverside County Fair and National Date Festival. I can't wait for that. Then they also have coming up, let's see, what is this? Is jet planes, model planes. There's a big model plane air show at Thermal next weekend happening. So that's going to be fun. For more information, like I say, I'm just going to have all this up on the website. You are going to have to go to the Traveling with Francois website and check it out. On that note, we are going to step aside. When we come back, we shift gears into travel mode. Captain Laura Ensettler will be joining us. She is a commercial jet airliner captain. Going to be a ton of fun. So stick around, folks. And plus, I have those Lorna Love tickets and more right here on Traveling with Francoise on Money Radio. We'll be right back.